It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Eau Claire residents will have to start paying a fee to their county for their cars. The county board passed the tax last week in a 20-9 vote. Local leaders around the state have been forced to grapple with a wheel tax as much-needed road repair money from the state has been inadequate. But a per-vehicle tax is inherently regressive. Someone making $200,000 a year will pay the same $30 for his Tesla as someone who makes $20,000 a year will pay for his old Chevy Impala that he rebuilt, and heavier vehicles, which arguably harm roads more than the average sedan or SUV, are exempt. Do you live in Eau Claire County or another community with a wheel tax? Are you for it or against it? Did you participate and contact your lawmaker when the legislature was debating this in 2017? What was their response? Give us a call today, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org. That's the email address, or you could tweet us at WPR Mornings. Rich Kremer is the WPR reporter based in Eau Claire, and the host of The West Side with Rich Kremer. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Carrie.
So last week, the Eau Claire County Board passed this $30 per vehicle registration fee, or what we call a wheel tax. I'm assuming this is going to be a city sticker, a county sticker, right?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if there's going to be a sticker involved. I've never lived in a county with a wheel tax, but I know that when you do go to register your vehicle, you know, generally I think for smaller vehicles or normal-sized sedans, it's $75 and change, and this will bring it up to $95 for the folks living in this county of Eau Claire.
Oh, interesting. So why did the officials give as the reason for this?
Well, the magic word here is revenue. I've been talking with the county highway commissioner for a story that I'm working on about local bridge repairs and a change in the state program with regard to the local bridge replacements. And it's no secret that Wisconsin's got an issue with funding transportation or funding highway improvements. This goes back to the gas tax not being raised in many, many years. Meanwhile, vehicles are using less gas, so there's just less revenue to deal with. Folks at the state level and the county levels have been borrowing, basically, to do the projects that they want, but this causes some long-term problems with what's known as debt service.
They've been bonding and haven't been bonding against possible future revenues. They've just been bonding to debt.
Yes, exactly.
And so this is going to raise about $2.4 million a year. Is that enough?
Well, the way it was described during the hearings was that, when the resolution was passed, is that this will basically stem borrowing. I mean, it's going to kind of make it so that they don't have to continue increasing their level of debt service. This is not going to fix everything. This is just, I would maybe describe it as giving the county some breathing room so they can start to pay off the debt that they've got. $2.4 million, when the county highway commissioner started talking about the total need in terms of dollars to fix everything the way that he would love to if he had a magic wand, it's 10 times, you know,
right,
the $2.4 million.
Okay, so what other solutions were possibly on the table, and is this going to be kind of a smorgasbord of solutions?
Well, the other solutions, I mean, there was discussion, and I don't know how far it got with the actual county board, but when I spoke with the highway commissioner a week before they voted, there's few options for counties that want to raise these revenues. They can pass some kind of a sales tax. They can go to referendum like the school districts do to ask voters to approve an increase in the property taxes. They can do this wheel tax. La Crosse County is now, they've been looking at for some time, they call it a premier resort tax, basically a hotel tax of sorts to raise money for roads.
So they can, you said that Eau Claire and other counties can go to a referendum. Aren't there statewide revenue limits, and where do those revenue limits hit?
Yeah, there are state revenue limits. There's the levy limits, so that counties, the only reason they can raise the property taxes is for bonding reasons or capital construction. I mean, if they have a large amount of new construction, that gives the county or the city the ability to raise taxes a little bit. But the caps are they've pretty well blocked any major increases in local property taxes.
Okay, local property taxes, but it doesn't preclude somebody a city or a municipality like La Crosse from enacting a hotel tax. It doesn't preclude Eau Claire from having a referendum. Mm-hmm. And with the referendum, what taxes would be raised then?
Oh, then that would be directly property taxes. They would set out how much they're going to raise the levy by, and they would earmark the money for what they wanted to use it for. But I've been told that that's like that's something that almost nobody wants to try, because even school districts have, in the past, it's been almost a three-quarter, but you know, it's almost been a 70% odds that you wouldn't get it approved by the voters. But lately that's changed with regard to school districts. But I've basically been told that nobody even wants to touch that third rail yet.
Interesting. We are talking about Eau Claire County's passage of a $30 per car fee to help repair roads in the area. Roads are a huge issue in Wisconsin, and we'd love to hear from you. Are you willing to pay maybe a little more per car to have the roads in your area fixed? And what do you think about this idea that heavier vehicles are exempt? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Patrick from Richland County, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. I didn't expect you so quick. the hardest thing for any politician to do at any level is to raise taxes. They all agree on that.
Hmm.
So we got the Madison is full of Republicans that have taken this pledge to not raise taxes. Now, wouldn't that be a little bit like hiring somebody to do a job after they tell you, I'm not going to do the hardest part of the job?
Ooh.
And, of course, it's up to them to tell us that these big oversized vehicles can agriculture and stuff can wreck our roads out here, and there's nothing we can do about it. And it looks like the counties, when they impose this, God bless their heart, they are letting the state off the hook. I'd say let those Republicans do their job in Madison.
That's interesting. Let the Republicans do their job in Madison, Rich. Did you hear that a lot when the county was discussing imposing this this fee?
Well, I heard an iteration of that from one of the county board supervisors who voted against the wheel tax. There were a few different reasons why people voted no. One was that 8,000-pound exemption, or 8,000 pounds and up exemption. So larger trucks are exempt from this county fee,
right?
Which, some of the county board supervisors said that's unfair because they do most of the damage. But also, another person who told me that they thought it was a regressive tax, so that's why they voted against it. But then they went on, the rest of the interview was complaining about Madison, about lawmakers, Republicans who are in charge right now, not doing anything about road revenues. Everybody says lawmakers are afraid to raise the gas tax. I've heard from people with the county highway. There's the Wisconsin County Highways Association, basically a trade group for these county highway departments. And I hear from that side that their people can stomach, you know, an increase in the gas tax that people might not even feel 5 cents or so.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime that actually gets discussed, there's a lot of negativity towards the idea. Same with tolling.
Do you happen to know how many legislators may have signed the pledge that Patrick was talking about?
No, I'm not sure. I know that, so the West Side does candidate forums anytime there's an election for state mm-hmm. office, and there were a number of them who have, I think he's talking about the Grover Norquist
pledge. Yeah, I'm sure he is.
I mean, I've heard a lot. you know, but I haven't actually looked and studied the numbers.
So I want to talk about, for a moment, I want to talk about regressive taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And also, actually, no, what I want to focus on before the break is why were vehicles exempted? Why were the heavy vehicles exempted?
Well, that's actually built into state law. So the law that allows the counties to do this exempts those vehicles. And I've been told, you know, by people that are frustrated by the exemption that it's all about lobbying and a trucking, large truck lobby.
I'm not surprised. We are talking about wheel taxes in the wake of Eau Claire County's decision to charge residents $30 per vehicle for road repair. We're going to be back with Rich Kramer in a moment. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. By far, the most consistent phone call we get in the morning are complaints about the state of Wisconsin's roads. Yet the legislature did not allocate enough money to repair them in 2017. So municipalities like Eau Claire County are implementing vehicle taxes. And as you just heard Rich Kramer say, the legislature did say that counties could do these taxes, but they exempted heavy vehicles, which make most of the damage on the roads. How bad are these roads, and can counties actually make enough money to make up the cost for repairing them? 800-642-1234 is the number that we would like you to call in the next 10 minutes. Ideas@WPR.org is the email, and you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. We are going with Rob Henkin here, who is the president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He's going to help us figure out how bad these roads are. Welcome, Rob.
Thanks for having me.
I should also note that as I was talking to Rich earlier, we kind of got our numbers wrong. There's a $75 registration fee and a $30 added tax for vehicles, and that makes the whole thing to register your car $105, not $95. So I want to start with you, Rob, by getting a picture of what our roads look like across the state. People complain about this a lot. Talk to me about where our roads are.
So I can talk to you about municipal roads. State highways and state roads are sort of a murkier picture, though certainly there's a sense that they've gone down over the years. Mm-hmm. There isn't great data for the last couple years. But the Wisconsin Policy Forum recently took a look at municipal street quality. And while we found nothing to just jump up and down and be panicked about, we are observing sort of a gradual erosion. We found that in 2010, 70.3% of municipal roads were rated either good or very good or excellent. By 2017, that share had dropped to 67.6%. We saw an increase in the share of roads rated fair from 20.1% to 22.9%. Interestingly, the share rated poor actually declined slightly. So what essentially we're seeing is slowly but surely more municipal streets and roads moving from this good, very good, or excellent to fair condition. And, you know, certainly if that trend continues, then that's something to be alarmed about. For now, it's just sort of a very slow pace of change.
We are talking about roads in this state, and whether your county or your municipality has passed a tax to help repair them. We are taking your calls, 800-642-1234. Owen from De Pere, welcome to the program. Owen, you there?
Yes.
Yes. So what is your question or comment?
My question is, of the monies that have been collected for road repair, how much of that money has actually been spent on road repair over the years, so to see if there is actually a surplus or a deficit?
Ron, you want to take that?
Sure. So, you know, there has been controversy over the years. Several years ago, the legislature was very upset when the governor's office in I believe it was the 2011 budget, decided to take monies out of the Transportation Trust Fund, use them for general purposes. That has not happened for several years. So on the state level, there is some assurance that the dollars that are going into the state's Transportation or Highway Trust Fund from vehicle registration fees and gas taxes are being used for transportation purposes. On the county and local level, it depends whether you are living in a community that, that employs a wheel tax, but ostensibly if you are, the limitation on the use of wheel tax by the state is that those dollars, when collected locally, do need to be used for transportation purposes. They can go for transit, however, not just for roads.
Interesting. So what is this state law that says counties and municipalities can implement a wheel tax, but we can't charge heavy vehicles? How did that happen?
You know, that's something that, I'm familiar with the history of the wheel tax. What I can tell you is that it was enacted about 50 years ago or so. Up until 2011, only 4 communities across the state had such a tax in place, but we've seen that number grow to 27 in the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't go all the way back to the exemption for heavy vehicles, but I can tell you that we are seeing increased use of municipal and county wheel taxes, so it's certainly a policy question that we should be looking into.
Talk to me about the argument that this is a regressive tax.
Well, because you're paying that extra add-on, there's the $75 state wheel tax, and the question is whether you're a county or municipal government or both, in the cases of Milwaukee, are adding on to that. And so whether you own a Mercedes and whether your income is $500,000 a year or whether you own a 1980 Chevy and your income is $20,000 a year, you're still paying that same amount. So
mm-hmm.
that's the argument about regressivity. I think one of the potential arguments in favor of a wheel tax is that it is more or less a user fee, so that individuals who do not own automobiles are not paying that tax that's, again, going to improve or repair local roads and potentially transit systems. But the problem there is that you're taxing residents. So in Milwaukee County, for example, or the city of Milwaukee, there are tens of thousands of commuters mm-hmm. who are coming into the city or county every day using the roads. If they don't live in the city or county, they're not paying that increased wheel tax.
We are talking about roads and how to repair them in Wisconsin and taking your calls. Jeremy from Racine, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. One of the issues in regards to raising wheel taxes on anything over 8,000 pounds is that you're dipping into the transportation commerce area, and all they're going to do is just pass those costs on to the consumers.
Mm.
So basically, you're just going to create a double tax on the people. That's a common problem, and you're also going to increase the taxes for the city itself. For anybody, if they contract out for construction work or anything like that, and vehicles registered within the county, well, they're just going to increase the cost of doing business with that county. Anyways, so that's always been a tricky thing in regards to trying to generate revenue from a wheel tax on any heavy equipment or commerce equipment within the state.
Good comment, Jeremy. So, Ron, the wheel tax for heavy equipment would just get passed on. But using your example from before, it might get passed on to a broader group of people, like those commuters coming into Milwaukee.
Yes. So I think one of the points that we've been trying to make is, you know, sort of by default, we've left local governments who do have transportation needs that exceed their ability to meet those needs via traditional revenue sources like the property tax. We're essentially giving them no other option but the wheel tax. And again, the wheel tax has its pros and its cons, but certainly something that should be looked at. One of the things that Milwaukee County wanted to look at a couple of years ago was whether its wheel tax could be made more progressive by having a sliding scale for the tax depending on the value of the vehicle you own.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if indeed going forward we're going to see increased reliance on this form of taxation, it is perfectly appropriate and actually necessary to really think through the extent to which we want it to just be a flat fee, the extent to which we want to continue to exempt these heavy vehicles, or should we make some changes?
Okay, so we are, I think, all in agreement that roads in Wisconsin need to be repaired, roads and bridges. What is the best way to repair them, in your opinion?
Well, Well, as with so many things on the financial front, having sort of a balanced portfolio would appear to make some sense. So, again, argument can be made for some general fund revenues, but also arguments can be made for user fees. And there are different types of user fees. And to the extent that you're going to use user fees, you do need to think about whether you're actually taxing the right set of users. So my example, again, where I don't live in the city of Milwaukee, but I work there, and I'm not paying that increased city wheel tax to support city roads. Sales taxes, that's a reason that sales taxes have been used to fund lots of different local government purposes, because then you are able to tap into those commuters and those visitors who are spending money getting a cup of coffee or buying their lunch every day. So I think we need to look at an appropriate mix and really not put all of our eggs in one basket. And that's one of the problems we're facing today, is that indeed we are so reliant on the gas tax that it really is no longer meeting the need because of the increase in fuel efficient vehicles and so forth.
Indeed. We've been talking to Rob Henkin, who is the president of Wisconsin Policy Forum, about wheel taxes and transportation policy in communities across the state. Thank you for joining us, Rob.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm Carrie Kaufman. You're listening to The Morning Show.